Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Thursday. Reminding you again, not that you're going to be like, oh my God, but tomorrow we are off because there's a 1-10 game. It is opening day in Boston, so that should be a lot of fun to watch or listen to here on KMOX, home of the Cardinals. So this is our Friday. Our buddy Janelle is in every Thursday at 3 p.m. She comes in. You can find her social at Holy L-E-L-L-E. Good to see you. How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah. We were talking about, we were going to invite you to the game yesterday.
I know.
But you screwed yourself by saying that we would annoy you, and so
I know. I shouldn't have said that.
Next time, should we?
Yes.
Or would it be awkward because you wouldn't want to say no?
No, I would go. I just have to know how somebody got out, you know, how they got on first.
What happens if you miss a couple plays? Does it drive you nuts?
No, because it's on the MLB app.
Yeah, it's easier than ever to just go back 10 seconds and figure it out. Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
So
before we jump into Janelle's stuff, this was on Drudge, so it's not like the Bible, but I mean, you know, it's a real story that eggs are so expensive that people are dying potatoes.
Oh, for Easter.
Oh, for Easter.
Which... Potatoes aren't free. I mean, like, they can't be that much cheaper than eggs.
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
Yeah.
What about the famine?
But don't you love your kids?
Yeah,
I mean, really? You're going to give your kids... That's a Dave Glover story. Like, oh, yeah, we had dyed potatoes. We're so poor. Like, I don't know.
I'm just thinking a bag of russet potatoes is like $3.99 for like a 5-pound
bag.
Yeah,
for 5 pounds, yeah.
But then your kids are lugging around these heavy potatoes.
But you can also get those little potatoes.
See, I get those tiny little ones. I sound like Donald Trump now because I haven't bought a sack of potatoes maybe my whole life. I buy the little individual wrapped ones like rich guys.
Oh, I get you. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of that, the White House Easter egg roll. Let me find this story. I had it in headlines, but we can kind of jump to it here. The White House is planning to use real eggs for the Easter egg roll. That's 30,000 eggs for guests to decorate and use.
Guess who pays for that?
Well, sponsors, probably.
Isn't
that what he's wanting? Sponsors? Yeah, right.
The American Egg Board insists that it will not strain the nation's egg supply, but I don't know. It just feels like a bad look. Like, use plastic eggs this year.
I need to get on the egg board.
Yeah.
That's the board I want to be on.
The Egg Council.
Yes. Did you hear Wheels' query about the getting hit by a pitch?
No.
Okay, so it's online that if you had to face a 100-mile-plus throwing pitcher for $250,000.
No.
You wouldn't do it?
Where am I getting hit? Am I getting hit in the butt? Okay. Am I
in
getting...
the ribs was the stipulation.
I don't know. Like, I'm not, I mean, it's not, I'm not as big as the guy catching the cannonball. So it's like, I think it would, wouldn't it break a rib?
It could. There's a good chance.
Okay, well, no.
It kind of depends on how, it depends on how like squarely it hits you. But yes, it definitely can, that can definitely break ribs.
So your butt's fine?
Well, yeah, I've got more meat back there.
I mean, I can't say with experience, that's the best place to get his hit.
Right,
in your
you
ass,
always,
yeah,
they, you always see players
turn.
We're
going to need a copy of that.
You always see them turn their butt towards it. Yeah. You know, if they think they're going to get hit, that, yeah, like in the back, in like the lats, and the, yeah, in the butt. But the ribs, I.
So what about, my question was, $250,000, you're throwing the ball as hard as you can, but at your mom.
Oh, I mean, I love you, Mom, but, you know.
I love you. So you're not taking it, but you're
I can't
drilling
throw
mom.
It, I can't throw it 100 miles an hour. So, I mean, she's not breaking a rib.
Would your mom be sticking her butt out, too?
Probably. I mean, if she has any survival instincts, I guess we'd find out. But I'm, no. No, I don't know. No, that's,
So Janelle is our movie reviewer and entertainment critic. So what did we see lately?
Well, I did see A Working Man, and I was not a fan of it because I was wanting The Beekeeper 2 and did not get it. Ironically, it has too much plot.
Yeah, I love that.
I said you can tell it's definitely written by Sylvester Stallone. He is very still 80s. I mean, I hate to say like 80s Russian bad guy because, yeah, you know, same. But it feels a little dated. These are based off of books, a book series. So I don't know if it's, I don't, Levencade, Levoncade. It's a book series. And I don't know if it's the book or if it was a screenwriter. Hmm. So, but just not great, you know? So,
so it's the same guy. Like it's the same character.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, just not great. But I was more interested in, because there's really not, until this month starts rolling, there's really not too much out right now that's excite too much, you know, getting worth excited over. The stuff that came out during CinemaCon. Now, I didn't even know there was a CinemaCon, first of all. I'd only known about Comic-Con, but yet here we are. But they came out with a few things, and I think one of them might interest you, but I think you might also have an opinion on it. Okay, they did announce that they're going to do a John Wick 5.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
They said they were going to do a Kane spinoff of Donnie Yen, his character, an animated John Wick about the impossible task that he had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that I was interested in that they announced, it's not until 2028, but it's the Beatles movie. Have you heard about this?
Sure have.
Okay, and that they're going to do four movies.
I haven't heard that.
Oh.
Okay, it's four movies. The, you know, each of them will be focused on the individual guy. They're all releasing them all in April.
Together.
What?
I don't know. They haven't announced whether or not they're going to do it that week,
one
the
week,
same
the
weekend.
Next week, the next week. Oh.
Right.
Oh, wow.
But it's all in April of 2020.
That's actually interesting. Mm.
Is
it's
it?
Interesting. I mean, it's a move.
I don't know. I think it sounds, I mean, it's a pretty big risk to, first of all, make four movies.
Right. How do you make
them?
Four
and then
movies.
It's like, and they're all coming out at the same time. It seems like you would be fatigued watching all of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants it to, it's Sam Mendes who did like 1917, yeah. Road to Perdition.
Okay.
So it isn't.
Did he do one
of
the Spider-Man movies? Or is that not him?
It might have. Mm. He did Skyfall. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Right.
So, like, it's not a, you know, a crap director. So it is, but he's going to like film them, I guess, all at the same time. They're going to all be interconnected. And I guess just from, I mean, there's really not too much out about as far as what the plot will be, but it'll be four movies
Wow. In
1 month. Now, whether or not they came out the same weekend or week by week by week, it's fine. It's still, he's like, it'll be like the first bingeable type of thing, which is fine if you're at home on the couch.
Yeah.
But
it's interesting, but like, think about it. Like these big productions for a series, like you could just make one season of Game of Thrones, four movies.
Yeah,
you have enough material. So basically, you shoot what would be a season's worth of footage,
sure,
for a streaming show, and you just cut it into four movies.
Yeah. What did you think of the casting? It's never going to make people happy.
Right. You're right. I think it's right. It's like somebody said, it was like, was this cast by a 15-year-old girl? Because it's just who the hot male actors are at the moment of that age. And it's like, I mean, I don't want to be like, oh, well, Barry Keoghan was just cast because of his nose. But I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, Joseph Quinn, of course, he's like, again, he's the hot guy right now with... you know, he was in Stranger Things a few years ago, and then he was in Gladiator 2, and I think he's supposed to play the thing. I think he's played Johnny Storm in the Fantastic Four. And Paul Mescal, again, Gladiator 2. So again, it is a lot of the guys that are like, oh, who's hot right now? It's like, okay, well, will he be hot 3 years from now?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. But I mean, that's...
I'll see the first one.
Yeah.
Like, I'll see one of them.
Yeah.
I think
they clearly have to pick people that will fit the time frame of the Beatles that they're deciding to do,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
So, that, to me, these choices show they're showing the earlier years.
Yes. Yes. Obviously, because they've got guys in their 30s, in their mid-30s right now. So,
what about, let's go back to Wick. all of those projects sound good to me, except for John Wick 5. Like, it's time to let him go.
Yeah.
I love the prequel.
Oh, yeah.
I love everything about those things.
I'm confused as to, are they going pre? Are they going, I mean, you know, spoiler alert, he died.
Sounds like they're picking it back up.
I'm also not thrilled about the animated series. Like, I just.
I like the idea of covering the impossible task. That's
intriguing. I don't want to know.
No, I get it. It's sort of like what's in the.
What's in the Pulp
Fiction?
Did you guys we know what's in the box.
Did you see her head? Did you see it? They have it.
Do they?
Yes. She was in a movie. You can Google it. I forget what it was. I think it was a sci-fi movie. And they had a double of her head made for a shot in the movie. And that's what they put in the box and said.
Oh.
That's great.
Sorry.
Spoiler.
So now we know what's in the box.
It's like a 20-year-old movie.
But yeah, no, I don't know. I just, it's one of those things where it's like, because I don't think that whatever they show, my fear is like, no matter whatever they show, people are going to be like, well, that didn't seem so impossible.
Yeah.
You know, like, and frankly, we know it's possible because he did it. So, I don't know. I mean,
you're thinking too much.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's a fair thing to think, because fans of big properties like that always complain about big reveals because it's never what people want it to be.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, the whole thing was that his mystique in John Wick 1, where, you know, where it's like the terror that when the news comes through and all the fear that he has throughout that entire community, it has to be something that's going to blow your socks off. And So it's like, now we're just going to see it in a cartoon.
And he killed 147 people in the first movie. I mean,
yeah,
like,
yeah, well, that seems pretty impossible.
Right.
200? 300? Hang out. Welcome back, guys. DGS 1041 FM. So today is National Burrito Day.
Oh.
Nice.
Burritos or tacos? Which way you usually go?
Burritos.
Burrito.
Do you?
Yeah. Especially when you deep fry them and call them chimichangas.
That's, yes. I'm there.
We don't
yes.
need both of you here.
Yeah. Yes, and the more cheese, yes.
How do you like it that you're an attractive version of a giant ginger?
It's the first time I've ever been called giant in my life.
You're enormous. What are you talking about?
You're tall to me.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
There you go.
Yeah. Are you taller than Susan?
We're about the same. If I'm taller, it's no more than an inch.
Yeah. What if you're in heels?
Then it's like 3.
Yeah.
4. I don't like 5-inch heels.
Those are big heels.
Much. Yeah, I like the 2 little ones, the short ones.
You ever walked in heels?
No.
There's a great video that we have when my mom was still at home and fine mentally. She asked me to get something out of her closet, and I found she had these kitten heels.
I know.
I was wearing shorts, and I have amazing legs. And so I came walking out, and I was really vamping it up. And then Nick, who is filming it, turns to my mom, and she gives the greatest look of all time of just pure disappointment.
Yeah, I feel like I would just break my ankle.
Not in kitten heels. They're
I don't know what those are.
Those are like...
Or like a nice wedge.
Yeah, there you go.
Andrew, here's a story for you. You can now buy KFC toothpaste.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that. Oh, sorry to bother you.
It's like old news.
Old news. Old I heard news. Of it.
No, I just mean like.
Already tried it.
No, I don't mean it like that. I just mean like I saw it and I'm like, okay. So I don't like April Fool's stuff, right? Which that was. I think that was like an April Fool's thing. And the thing that I like even less is when they're like, nope, we really did it. And you can buy it. And it's like toothpaste. And it was an April Fool's thing, but you can really get it, though. And it's like, okay, that's even worse to me. Like, that annoys me even more. When it's like, you know, we made, you know, earwax flavored Lay's potato chips, and you can really get them.
You can brush your teeth with fried chicken.
We only made 5 bags, and you can get them and sell them on eBay for $200, and maybe some idiot will buy it.
Like, Janelle, were you listening earlier when Wheel said that Andrew dresses like a henchman?
A Batman henchman. Like, you know, like the Joker or the Penguin.
Yeah, a Batman, not Batman's henchman, though.
The henchmen that fight Batman.
One of the stupid
mentally ill people beats up.
Yeah.
No, but see, this is the thing. Like,
never thought of it that way.
In the comic books,
the mentally ill prisoners that he's throwing off a rooftop.
He never builds hospitals.
Listen, the only people with beards in comic books and comic book movies and shows are the bad guys. No, none of the good guys have beards.
Not at all true.
Really? In Batman?
Oh, and Batman.
I don't think anyone in Batman has a beard.
The henchmen.
None of them do.
What are you watching this?
Joker doesn't.
I'm just making stuff up. He's not a henchman. The Joker's the boss.
Dave, he's found his argument. He's sticking with it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm like, Scarecrow doesn't have a beard.
No, those aren't henchmen. Poison. Those are the villains, the guys that run around serving them.
So like the mobsters henchmen. Well, fights the mob.
Yeah, but you remember when the Joker would be like, all right, boys, get him. And then all these 5 guys come out
there.
Never
a beard.
Biff, boom, pow.
Not one beard.
I'm going to comb through all my comics tonight.
I'm one of the boys.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I've used this analogy before of the Voyager when we sent up the Voyager with the gold record, and it had like Chuck Berry and Mozart, and here's what a man looks like, here's what a woman looks like. If you were going to say, this is a rock band, I could co-sign Foreigner.
Okay.
They're not the most popular. They're not the most classic.
They're one of the most fun, though.
They
I love
are.
Foreigner.
Absolutely. Dave, what do you think of that?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? If it's not Jimmy Buffett, Dave doesn't care.
That's right.
He doesn't care. Also, you know my love of the McDonald's double cheese. I think that would be the quintessential burger. You wanted to tell an alien what a burger was, it's the McDonald's double cheeseburger. Mm.
Interesting.
Prove me wrong.
I would send him one of my own.
Oh, how about for the Shake Shack?
Yeah, Shake Shack's not a bad
choice.
Shake Shack
burger.
Shake Shack sauce is a little sweet for Dave.
Okay.
A little too much. Andrew, how about you as my resident sommelier?
Maybe a Hopper. Hopper of sorts.
I got a Whopper the other day. I forgot how big those things were.
Yeah.
They are enormous.
They're
I guess
Whoppers.
That's why they call them a Whopper.
They're Whoppers, yeah.
And they are quite tasty.
Fell right into that, Rach.
I may need a Whopper tonight. Mm. Sounds pretty good.
Dairy Queen, also super underrated burgers.
Yeah, those are good.
Tragically underrated.
Yeah, perhaps the most underrated fast food item.
Anyone have something like that? It's a good Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Like a quintessential example of a car. Musical, like...
Oh. Well, we obviously have to send them a Camaro.
Oh, boy.
I like the Lincoln Continental from the 70s, I think it was. Like the Frank Cannon. Remember Frank
Cannon?
Cannon?
Yeah.
Remember
sure do.
The just car
don't,
he drove?
Just don't that send them an, awesome. A Cybertruck.
No.
Even they'd not, be like, even they'd be like, what a planet of deuces.
Well, the Tesla's in space. They're going to find that first.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
First thing they're
gonna
find
the first thing
that.
They see.
Oh, you can send one of the regular Teslas. Those aren't ridiculous.
I was listening to, this tells you how my life's going. I was listening to Carl Sagan the other night.
Oh.
And he was on Johnny Carson and talking about how every television and radio program of all time, including the DGS for 25 years, is just out there in space.
Yeah. Floating through the
just
universe.
Going through the universe.
Yeah. Man, your life rocks, Dave. Your life just rocks.
Just out there in space, right?
Where do you think we are?
You could track it.
10 years from now.
They can track it. They can tell you where it is. And there's some law of diminishing something something.
Mm-hmm.
Like for every mile you go, you lose this much blah.
Oh.
We start to sound like we have milk throat about
right,
a light year
out. So, Dave, it's going to be an interesting weekend, right?
Yeah, and we're on the cold side of this system, as we know already. It's like 54 degrees outside. It's just kind of nasty, and that's the way it's going to be. Where I'm going to use the rope analogy. So since we're streaming now, we can do it. So Dave, you're going to hold one end of the rope.
Got
Rachel,
it.
Rachel, you got the other end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rachel, you snap it. There. Now, see that wave that goes across that rope?
Yes, it hurts.
That's what's happening. The stationary front is to our south. Along that front are little waves of low pressure, and each time a little wave comes by the St. Louis area, we get rain. And it's going to range from really heavy rain at times to a very light rain at times. At other times, it won't be raining at all. But this is a pattern that will hang into Sunday morning. It's going to be around for a long time. Still like the idea of about 2 to 4 inches of rain across St. Louis. The real heavy rain, 8 inches plus southeast Missouri, southern Illinois. But 2 to 4 inches of rain across St. Louis will cause the small streams and creeks to come up and stay up. So there will be some flooding and flash flooding that we're going to have to deal with. Heaviest rain out of this should be Friday afternoon and Friday night. That's probably the prime time I'm concerned about. And temperatures are below average. We're 63 tomorrow. That's not bad. But we're 55 on Saturday, 49 for the high on Sunday. The rain should come to an end by noon on Sunday. And there could be a couple of wet snowflakes around Sunday morning. No big deal. I just don't want you to be surprised. And I'm just putting it out there right now because a lot of folks have started their gardens early, are thinking about it. A light freeze is possible late Monday night into Tuesday morning.
Boo.
Okay. All right.
All righty.
Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. The latest company that is interested in buying TikTok is Amazon.
Heard that.
According to multiple new reports, Amazon has informed the White House that it is interested in buying TikTok ahead of the deadline, which I believe is April 19th.
Oh, I thought it was this Saturday for some reason.
Oh, it could be. I'm sorry. It could be
I
wrong.
Think we'd be hearing about it if it was Saturday.
The reports come from the New York Times and CBS News. They've reportedly submitted a bid for the app as the Trump administration looks to facilitate a sale with the company of ByteDance, basically. So I don't know. I don't know what to root for here. Like, I don't necessarily want Amazon running this and having that level of information on us, mm-hmm. but maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
I guess maybe better than China. I mean, I started to say at least it's better than China, but I'm not sure it is.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I could just see them extending the ban yeah. or the deadline.
What if it really went away? What's the fallout?
I mean, personally, it doesn't mean much to me. I don't spend that much time on TikTok these days, but that's a lot of people's livelihoods, I think, ultimately.
Yeah, true.
Like, more so than you're taking away entertainment, you're taking away the way a lot of people have built their brand and made money.
Yeah.
And I definitely feel for those people. Support for unions is strengthening among young workers. Pardon me. The latest research from Labor Strong found that 77% of workers between the ages of 18 and 28 believe union workplaces are better than non-union workplaces.
I don't know that anything's 100%, but I think without unions, we'd be in trouble. I mean, you need something that can be collectively bargained to get standards, at least bare minimum standards. For safety, pay, benefits, things like that.
The wealthiest 10% of U.S. households now represents half of consumer spending. That is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This is per Fox Business.
That's a Wheeler stat.
That's the highest number on record since at least 1989.
It's the fight that nobody understands. We're always fighting left and right. We should be fighting up and down.
We're all fighting each other.
Yeah.
FIFA could point to the U.S. hosting the 2031 Women's World Cup and the U.K. getting the 2035 edition. Right now, they're the only countries currently in the running to do that. So there's a very good chance that the U.S. hosts the 2031 event, which would be pretty cool.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
A World War II veteran who's turning 104 years old is going viral with a birthday request. He has publicly invited President Donald Trump to his upcoming birthday party. And went viral because of the invitation. He served in World War II and later worked as a postal worker.
Trump should go.
I would.
He should go.
You know what? And he might. You know, he's kind of guy that, to me anyway, it seems like he would go.
Yeah, this does seem like something he would show up for. I mean, that would be very cool for the guy who has requested it. We'll see what happens. But happy birthday to him either way. Like I said earlier in the show, the White House plans to use real eggs for the Easter egg roll this year, despite a strain on supply and concern over prices. The event is scheduled for April 21st and will feature 30,000 eggs for guests to decorate and use in games. Of course, the American Egg Board, which supplies the eggs for the event, insists that using eggs for the Easter egg roll will not strain the nation's egg supply, which we could probably spare those 30,000, but
like, it's more of a look.
Yeah, earlier we were just saying, like, is this the year to do it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Plastic eggs might be a good option. And then you can use them again for years to come. Zelle is shutting down their standalone app. Any of you guys use Zelle to transfer money ever?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's part of our...
Of your bank.
Bank, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll still work with banks and stuff. It's just their standalone app is shutting down. So if you are a Zelle app user, you're going to have to sign up again through your bank.
Look at the rich guy over there at the bank.
I know. And a credit union.
Dang.
Look at that.
Rocking and rolling. I am the 1%.
Rocking and rolling.
You guys don't use Zelle? Through your bank.
Not to brag, but I Zelle through my bank.
Not to brag or anything, but
hey, I don't need a bank. I got pockets, all right?
Yeah. I got a mattress. I can just put stuff under there.
Pockets for.
The vaping industry has taken a hit from the Supreme Court of the United States.
I love the pun there, Rachel. Love the pun.
Taking a hit.
Did you do that on purpose?
I did not. Dave Murray noticed something I didn't even realize I was doing. The justices upheld the FDA's refusal to approve flavored e-cigarettes. The flavor options add to the allure of e-cigarettes and has thus contributed to the booming demand for such products among young Americans, wrote Justice
Samuel Alito.
Oh, you don't think that's true?
I don't think that's true. No. I think that young people are going to vape if they want to vape. I don't think that any of them are looking at a grape Jolly Rancher and a grape vape and are like, oh, I'm going to suck that into my lungs and get the grape flavor.
Well, but you don't think it makes it more appealing for like, oh, it's your first time vaping. This one tastes like cherry limeade, 14-year-old. Like, it certainly makes it easier going down.
It did for me, but I mean, yeah, I just don't think things like that. Now, I would say absolutely for gummies. Because we've seen terrible accidents where kids will get their parents' gummies thinking that they're gummy bears and end up in the ER. That I would say yes, for sure.
Okay, here's an update on an April Fool's joke. This is just for Andrew because he loves them so much, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Sour Patch Kids say they're going to keep their name. They announced a name change last week, sparking some skepticism due to the timing close to April Fool's Day. They said they would become just Patch Kids instead of Sour Patch Kids, but it did turn out to be an April Fool's joke.
What a stupid
joke. Say, what kind of joke is that?
I know, but they're getting us to talk about them.
This is the other thing about April Fool's jokes that I really hate, right? Aside from the fact that I'm sure if you're one of 10 lucky fans, you can get a bag that says Patch Kids on or whatever. It's that everyone's so afraid of any kind of like litigation or cancellation or anything like that, that that had to go through 50 levels of lawyers until it got to that.
And sanitized.
Yeah, which is then what they ended up with is like, now we're just going to be Patch Kids. And it's like, come on.
Yeah, no one cares.
Come on. You put that through 50 levels of lawyers, and then at the end, you didn't even, you forgot to check if it was still funny. And then you're like, it's just Patch Kids. And it's like, no, just don't do it. Just don't even bother.
He hasn't been that mad since he found out that Wheeler had a bank. Thank you, Dave.
Yep.
So, 350 DGS. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have attorney Brad Young, who's going to talk very interestingly about whether Donald Trump can run for a third term and then a couple of other things. It's always fun having Brad on. You know what's weird? Signatures. In 2025, I was watching Donald Trump sign the tariff signature, and we've all seen it. You know, he's got the big black Sharpie, and he's got this big flourish of a signature. But isn't it weird in 2025, when we have a helicopter on Mars, that we're still taking implements and putting them on parchment and moving our hands, and it's like, now it's official. There you go.
Can't back out of
this. Can't back out now. You've made a mark on a piece of paper.
Well, I guess Dave just wants the mark of the beast then.
Yikes.
Wow.
Dave just wants straight the trails barcode. Left and right.
No, I mean, like, what else do you want us to do? It seems like the best way to give your approval without, like, actually scanning something, like your fingertip or something, you know what I'm saying?
Just feels weird. It feels
archaic.
I mean, we've been doing this for how long?
It's just funny that, like, this little thing you did with the ink means that you can never back out and you could be sued and, you know, all these, whatever the signature's for.
Yeah.
You have to pay this or else.
So, Kevin, this could be a Dave thing. I found March Madness to be so dull and so boring, and I haven't cared. Am I alone in this, or is it an overall thing?
No, I mean, it was a bit chalky this year. You know, you got the four number one seeds in the final four. You know, I mean, that's only the second time it's ever happened in the NCAA tournament. It's not very common. So you didn't have the big Cinderella that everybody could get excited about. I haven't had the excitement about it, but it's just because I haven't followed college basketball as closely as I used to. Too many other things in the way, too many other things taking up the time and the priority compared to like 20 years ago when I could have told you who the backup center was at McNeese State off the top of my head. But it is always weird to me. Like, these are the big boys with the best players, and this is going to be the most talented Final Four that we've seen in a long time, and somehow that's not appealing when, you know, it's appealing when you've never heard of these guys before and they get there, you know? I don't know. What entertains you, I guess, is the point.
Probably the underdog
stuff. Right, because the emotional side seems to be the more entertaining side versus I want to see all the best players compete to see who the best team is.
Yeah, isn't it interesting with sports? We've talked about this. I have the MLB app, and tonight I will watch a baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
And I really don't care who it is.
Better do it early because there's only like two games at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. But when it comes to basketball, I need there to be something above the game. There needs to be a storyline above the game.
It's got
to
be a Mizzou game or whatever. Yeah, I mean, totally get that. But they're different. I mean, like, everybody's got different tastes. Like, baseball's a better game for background if that's what you use it as.
Yeah.
You know, college basketball it's fine in the background. I do have it on in the background a lot when I'm doing other things. And I know a lot of fans are just kind of worn out by the transfer portal, especially. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's worn out by the NIL money, but they're worn out by the fact players are moving back and forth. But you know what? I mean, players have always been moving back and forth. You know, the best players always leave after 1 year anyway to go to the NBA. So I've never been bothered by the change because the change has basically been constant in college basketball. But that doesn't mean other people aren't.
Rach, you watch much sports at home?
I watched the Cardinals game the other day. But that's about it. Like, I'll watch some baseball, watch some football, I guess, but not March Madness. No, don't watch any of that. You and me, baby, have games, and I can't take it anymore.